guy. Like to be able to shut down defensemen. He's a as well, smart, tough as anyone.
Why do you think
you're on your way to making it big? Yeah, obviously it was a big step. Both with me in the next couple of years, 2 or 3 years, I can make the next step, so I'm really looking forward to my development and hopefully get blackout someday, too.
What's
special
was
being
on that gold medal when
you it was unbelievable. Those 2 years in Ann Arbor playing for that team, growing close with those guys, and those are really like my best friends, and to win gold is out through a lot of adversity, and just, I really can't really put into words how special that was to come from behind, and I think I'll never forget that game for sure. So really special.
What are your plans for next season?
I'm headed to the University of Vermont next year.
Vermont, yeah.
Can you talk about what led you to Vermont and what you hope to improve on while you're there?
Yeah, definitely the coaching staff was one of the biggest things. I really like the coaching staff there, and they've done a really good job developing the players. As far as what I'm looking to do there, I just really want to step in and be an impact player right away, and be someone they can count on in all situations, and just develop my game as best as possible.
First New England kid off the board today, bragging rights over fellow nut measure Colin Sullivan. Talk about the overall experience.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's bragging rights. He's a great player. He's a good friend of mine, actually. And I remember playing with him when I was younger. So, it's just like I said, it's a great feeling right now, and it's really special to be able to share this moment with my friends and family.
Rangers fan growing up, who were some of the players in the latest
cycle? Growing up, I mean, you always look up to a guy like Brian Leach, really special player, and as a Rangers fan, just kind of following those guys, Mark Messier, and all those guys growing up with Gretzky was there. So, as a Rangers fan growing up, for sure.
Mike, you had a big improvement from last year to this year. I mean, what was the biggest thing that you built on from the previous season?
Yeah, I think stepping in there, my 17 years of the program, it was a big adjustment period for everybody. And playing in USHL, it's a fast league, it's a tough league, and for any 16-year-old, it's going to be tough. Just overall, I think just continuing to work on the little things. Our coaches, Coach Olson and Coach Cassidy, did an unbelievable job. With all the players on our team, and just the workouts and getting stronger, and continuing, like I said, the little things, my defensive stick or being more physical or little things like that, I think has really helped me and helped my game.
Can you just talk about this weekend a little bit, your expectations and what it was like to finally hear your name called?
Yeah, it really is. It's a really special feeling. I kind of came in and I didn't want to have too high of expectations or too low or anything like that. I just kind of want to go in with a really good chill attitude. And it's been kind of a whirlwind, like I said, this past couple of weeks with interviews and meetings. And it's really nice to finally be able to, be selected and kind of feel all the rewards and everything. So it's really nice.
Congratulations.
Thank you.